Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
A generation war may be emerging in the form of texting, with Gen Zers or Zers lambasting anyone over 30 for using full stops to their messages. Apparently, it's too formal, too ominous. It's too aggressive, they say, to use grammar and punctuation. I'm joined now by Jane Cowan, who's lifestyle columnist with the Irish Examiner and official Gen Z spokesperson. Jane, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
My God, you are creating waves, .. because you say that punctuation and proper grammar in text messaging is too aggressive. What do you mean?
I mean, I think it sends a shiver down the spine of any young person when I see full stops in sentence in the sentences in my text. They're really formal. They feel so blunt. It's such a definitive end to the text. I mean, like, I'm having a gossip session with the girls. I don't want to feel like I'm interviewing for a job or signing a contract. They're just not necessary.
Really? So if I sent you a text, Jane, could you come for a cup of coffee with me and Barry or whatever, whoever the case may be, full stop? Would you think that that's an ominous sign?
I'd be experiencing a minor heart episode, to be honest. I would think you might be mad at me.
Really? Really? And is that common, I wonder, among people your age? You're about 20, is that it?
I'm 20, yeah.
You say so. I'm not divulging anything. You say so in the article in case people are angry at me. So I wonder, is this a generational thing? Or is this common among people your age?
Oh, it absolutely is generational. Everyone my age, like, has the same experience. If you get a text with too many full stops, and if they use ellipses, and it's just a little bit scary for us. We're a sensitive bunch.
What about proper grammar, Jane? Do you like grammar in a text?
In a text, it's just not really necessary. Like,
really?
Like, I tend to avoid punctuation. I don't really use capital letters. I don't really use full sentences either. It's just sort of quick text, get the point across.
But it's very important grammar, isn't it? At the risk of sounding like an old folk, there's a big difference, Jane, between I've eaten, comma, mom, and I've eaten mom.
There is a big difference. I think we hope that we'll be able to figure out what you're trying to say.
But you see,
without the punctuation.
The problem is, and let me put in my old fogey hat here, which is not very difficult, really. But the problem is, a lot of people would say that bad grammar and bad punctuation, bad spelling, is actually being brought into professional and formal writing by Gen Zers as well. What say you to that?
Oh, I mean, I've heard that a lot this week. People are they're concerned about my levels of literacy after I've written this article. I think there's a time and a place. You know, I'm not going to be handing in essays in college without full stops, but in text messages, generally, it's grand to just send them without.
But yes, you will, say the academics and the lecturers in third level. Maybe not you, but they say that people of your age can't use grammar properly. They don't spell properly. Maybe those lecturers are right? ! Jane?
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure I'll be having the same conversation when I'm 30 and I'm thinking, all of these kids, what do they think? Who do they think they are telling me what to say?
Yeah, when you're ancient, like 30.
When I'm ancient, when I'm a monument.
Yeah. Are you not worried about it, though? I mean, you're in the writing game here. You tell me the truth here. Are you being provocative, Jane, by saying that people who use, you know, punctuation and proper spelling and grammar, that they're old fogies?
I think it's pretty clear the article was a little bit of fun, but I mean, the fear when I get a text with a full stop in it is definitely very real.
I've heard that actually, and it may be a little bit provocative, but there's a grain of truth, I think, or more than a grain of truth to what you're saying. Christina says, I worry about the younger generation, though, by text. Another texter was told off for putting 2 exclamation marks by another person in his 40s, was told it's passive aggressive. What do you think of that?
I mean, if I got 2 exclamation marks, I think that's a little bit less ominous than an ellipsis, but I'd still have some concerns, if I'm honest.
Would you? What do you think of emojis then? The thumbs up.
Now emojis, I don't tend to use them. And I think most people my age don't tend to use emojis unless they're being kind of ironic or something. I mean, one a clear giveaway that you're of an older vintage, let's say, is, you know, that like laugh and crying emoji.
Yeah.
No one my age would really use that unless they're making fun of people who are older than them,
really?
To be honest.
Yeah, I know. And I obviously don't use it either.
No, you're too cool.
The thumbs. I'm a serial user of that emoji. And what about GIFs? Do you use GIFs? I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Is it GIF?
I'm going to say GIF. I wouldn't be much of a GIF woman, but I'll be honest, my parents love to send me them.
Oh, cripes.
I don't send them to my friends.
Yeah, my parents. Oh, Lord, you're making me feel bad here now. My 20-year-old, says a listener, has no problem using punctuation in texts, so she does not speak for all her generation. Learn, full stop, to, full stop, punctuate, says that listener to you, Jane. Tell Jane I have two sons of her age, one studying English at college, who disagree with her. By God, they're coming out fighting, Jane.
They are. They've got a lot to say. I mean, I also study English in college, so I'm probably scaring some of my professors with this argument. But when I'm texting someone, I'm not going to do the whole shebang. Mm. I know how to do the proper punctuation and the grammar and all of that, but I don't use it when I'm texting.
Yeah. And then in terms of multi-clause texts or sentiments or whatever, statements in a text, you just fire off a number of texts. Is that it?
I do. Lots of short little sentences. That's kind of how I tend to do it. And I think that's most people my age.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking about the TikTok generation. I don't have the attention span to read a full paragraph of a text. Just send me little bullet points and separate messages. I'm way more likely to get the point.
Maybe you're the Hemingway or the E.E. Cummings of the text generation. Who knows? Look,
phrase it like that.
My relation, age 87, has been writing messages without full stops and commas since she got a mobile phone. So this is intergenerational. There should be a public tribunal of inquiry into this. I tell you, it's extremely interesting, though. It gives you an insight into the mindset of younger listeners, I think. Jane Cowan, lifestyle columnist with the Irish Examiner. I'll be watching out for your columns, Annie Moore. Thank you very much indeed.